what do you think about going from human 1.0 to human 2.0? And what does that mean? Well, going from humans as we now know ourselves to human 2.0 has something to do with transhumanism. If you're not familiar with that term, it's about taking humans as we know ourselves and melding with artificial intelligence. Kind of like being in the Matrix. This new vaccine is not like your normal flu vaccine. This is something very different. This is something brand new. This is something completely experimental on the human race. And it's not just about being a different vaccine. There are technologies that are being introduced with this vaccine that can change the way we live, who we are, and what we are, and very quickly.
It's not a vaccine. anything in the code, your body will learn to attack. So if you have all these similar proteins in the code to us, that's a possibility of the body starting to see your own body is foreign and attacking it. And so we know there's problems with our placenta, the sperm, chromosome 8. This is very important. This is about the future reproduction of us, of humanity. Will we be able to reproduce?
Will we be able to reproduce? Will we be able to reproduce?
Will we be able to reproduce?
Will we be able to reproduce?
And so people say it won't happen, but look what's happening recently in anecdotal literature. Tens of thousands of women are saying that they have problems with their menstrual cycles or miscarrying. Sometimes 400 times more miscarriages than the norm is happening in certain parts of the United States. This is just the beginning. Between the European Union and the United States, what, there's 7,000 to 8,000 deaths now that are directly related to these injections. And that's only about 1 to 10% of the real numbers. And then the adverse events happening. In the past, we had a vaccine from the swine flu, 25 deaths. We shut the program down. Based on research they've done with animals before. They've done the same kind of vaccine, what they call a vaccine, and the same kind of infection. And these animal trials did terribly. So the animals got sicker, their immune systems went haywire. It actually caused more problems and more deaths than the animals, and that they didn't get it.
This is real. It's not fantasy. I've studied this since I was my early 20s. And it's real.
Love is the highest frequency, so high, and it can negate and block and beat out anything else under it. So nanotechnology, the DARPA, all of this evil dark science, nanotechnology, all the scary stuff we talk about, that's a low frequency. If we elevate ourselves out of fear and we wake up, automatically that's what we can do. That's how we can stop this.
please speak up.